Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There's a story right now that is going viral, and a lot of people are too stupid to understand it. So I'm going to explain to you what's actually happening so you understand how this is going down. There are Republicans that are taking the bait, criticizing Governor Greg Abbott of Texas for dropping off illegal immigrants in the nation's capital. And they are criticizing him because he's doing inspections at the border because the federal government's refusing to do their job of the trucks that are coming in filled with fentanyl and illegal immigrants. It has backed up for hours these international trade routes. And people are, of course, going nuts over this, right? Because who cares if there's a bunch of fentanyl or illegal immigrants, human smuggling going on? We need our avocados from Mexico. Now, a quick reminder, if you're listening to this podcast, please make sure you hit the subscribe or auto download button and tell your friends about this podcast. Share this on social media. And if you would, write us a 5-star review to help us, as Democrats have been attacking our podcast recently with bad reviews. Now, there are a bunch of conservatives saying, well, this is just nothing more than a publicity stunt. Where they dropped off these illegal immigrants is right close to where the Fox News Bureau and C-SPAN Bureau is, which happens to be right by the Capitol. What better place to drop them off if you want to make sure the world's seeing what's happening? Because this is what Texas has been dealing with every day. So that's number one reason why I disagree with some of these people out there that are criticizing Governor Abbott of Texas, saying, well, this is a publicity stunt. Of course it's a publicity stunt. It's also to actually show you the reality of what Texas is dealing with every single day, 24 hours a day. So you take them to D.C., you drop them off right where the media is, and it's kind of hard for them not to cover it, right? And say, here you go. This is our life every day. Now, is that a publicity stunt, or is that just trying to get people's attention? I'd say get people's attention. And the same people, by the way, that are saying this is a publicity stunt, acting like it's beneath the governor, are the same people that pull publicity stunts all the time. They're the same people that go and do protests right in front of where the media would be. They do protests right in front of the White House where the media will be. They do it right in front of the Capitol where the media will be. It's not crazy for the governor to drop off illegal immigrants on Capitol Hill right there by where the media is. That's number one. Number two, the backup worked because these trucks, a lot of them only had 6 hours of fuel to keep their food and groceries refrigerated. So immediately the people selling their goods into America from Mexico are freaking out because they're seeing these trucks stuck in these lines and they're pretty much losing their minds because they're going to lose the food, right? So they come down hard on the governor and the media comes out and they're like, wow, Governor Abbott screwed up the border and look at what's happening here. Now there's going to be supply chain issues, which they've not cared about ever since we've been dealing with insane inflation. But this is a way to rip on a Republican governor. What they didn't understand while they were trying to convince you that Governor Abbott had screwed up and was being stupid is these enhanced inspections have forced now multiple Mexican states, okay, like cities in Mexico, to negotiate on border security. And what Governor Greg Abbott has said is we will keep these inspections if they don't do their job on the other side of the border. And that means that their goods and services, many of them are going to come across the border extremely delayed. Tucker Carlson had Governor Abbott on talking about what's happening there. And again, conservatives need to understand the story and not take the liberal bait, because I saw a lot of people that I do respect that are writers and conservative bloggers and talk show hosts and podcasters that were getting this story wrong big time yesterday, not understanding the reason why it was okay to have these roads back up for a few days. It would put extreme pressure on Mexico to actually do inspections instead of having a wide open border. Take a listen to part of this.
So the state of Texas announced the other day they're going to start busing illegal immigrants, more than a million have come through Texas in the last year, to Washington, D.C. And we criticize that. I mean, it's a pretty funny idea, but the real question is, how do you keep people who have no right to be here out of the country in the first place? And actually, to be fair, the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, may have come up with a plan to do that. So the governor of the Nuevo León province of Mexico has just announced he promises to curb illegal migration north. He's doing this in response to something that Greg Abbott did. Abbott imposed strict safety checks on trucks coming from several provinces in Mexico. So this is a huge economic problem for Mexico. Abbott said he'd lift the new requirements if the Mexican government of these provinces agreed to do something about the migrants. And one province has now agreed. We hope that others soon follow. We wanted to hear more about this from the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, who joins us tonight. Governor, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure, Tucker. So what we have done is we implemented what we call enhanced safety inspections of every commercial vehicle coming across the border, of every border crossing from Mexico into the state of Texas. And it had the predictable result, and that is it snarled traffic for miles into Mexico, basically crashing economic conditions in these states as well as in the country of Mexico, and having severe economic consequences for businesses in Mexico. And the predictable result is that these governors of states that are connected to the state of Texas would be knocking on our door begging for relief. And as they beg for relief, we are demanding that they implement security measures that will reduce illegal immigration coming across their border. There are different standards that we will be applying to different states that are connected to the state of Texas. Yesterday, we announced an agreement with the governor of Nuevo León. Today, we are hammering out details with two more states that are adjacent to Texas that have border crossings in Texas that will have some different measures that enhance security that stops the flow of illegal immigrants from their states to the state of Texas. And then there will be one more state governor that we are dealing with tomorrow to try to hammer out details with them. Altogether, we expect and we demand that on the Mexican side, they finally step up and stop these low water crossings and other actions that are allowing these illegal immigrants to cross the border. If they fail to do that, we are going to continue with our right to inspect every single vehicle coming across that bridge into the state of Texas, regardless of the economic consequences it poses to Mexico.
This is very reasonable. This isn't a crazy idea. This is very reasonable, and now it's putting economic pressure on those in Mexico to actually do their job, which is, again, very reasonable. And that is exactly why they're now freaking out. And, of course, these idiots in the media, many of them conservative, or, quote, conservatives, are now having to backtrack, not realizing the long game here being played by the governors. They criticize, saying, oh, it's publicity. Saying, oh, this isn't going to work. Look at the disaster at the border. Look at these 18-wheelers backed up for miles and hours on end. He did it on purpose. He did it on purpose.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into it, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free.
Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Currents issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
If they don't do something with illegal immigrants at the border before the midterms, it's going to be a bloodbath for Democrats. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that illegal immigrants processed by Border Patrol are free to travel within the United States of America. This is not, by the way, what Democrats were wanting her to say.
The first bus of migrants arrived in D.C. today. Texas Governor Greg Abbott making good on his promise to send migrants to the president's doorstep. I think you previously called it a publicity stunt. Is that still the view of the White House? Can you give us any reaction to this busload of migrants arriving here in D.C.?
Well, these are all migrants who have been processed by CBP and are free to travel, so it's nice the state of Texas is helping them get to their final destination as they await in their outcome of their immigration proceedings. And they're all in immigration proceedings.
So it's free reign. Do whatever you want. Go wherever you want to go. Hang out wherever you want to hang out. The White House is bungling this for Democrats running for re-election, which we should all be excited about. Now, Fox News, it showed that first bus dropping those migrants off blocks away from the U.S. Capitol. And Democrats realized they had a PR nightmare when the American people were going to witness this. Now, this is exactly what they've been doing in small Texas towns every single hour, day and night, for more than a year. So when they saw it in D.C., it was like, oh, that's different. That changes the narrative.
Meanwhile, we're going to show you some exclusive pictures. We're going to take you down to Washington, D.C. It's a Fox News alert. Remember when Greg Abbott said in Texas that if the federal government is going to drop migrants off in Texas, we will provide them free bus rides to our nation's capital? That is a bus with two or three dozen migrants on board. We believe
it just rolled into Washington.
It just rolled into Washington. I think they initially wanted to drop off the migrants at the U.S. Capitol, but I think as close as they could get would be near Union Station.
They're being processed on the bus.
They're being processed. They're inside right now.
It kind of looks like a Columbus Circle right there. So that is what Jen Psaki referred to as, well, that's just a publicity stunt.
No, it's not.
That's not going to happen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is happening right now.
It is happening right now. Now, Democrats are trying to figure out, because the American people, new polling is coming out, making it very clear they don't like that illegal immigrants are being processed by the Border Patrol are free to travel within the United States of America and go wherever they want to go. That's their problem with this. You know, you have more and more representatives that are coming out, and more of them are saying the same thing. This is such a huge problem. We've got to stop it. The immigration situation, as the U.S. is bracing for a migrant surge when Title 42 ends, is not good for America, and this includes Democrats.
Well, today I met with all the border sheriffs from California to Texas, and it was stunning what I've learned. I started out my career as a federal prosecutor in the mid-90s in El Paso, Texas. And more recently, because of my work in Homeland Security, I'm well familiar with the border, and I've heard things today that I've never heard before.
Like what?
First of all, there's going to be a complete loss of operational control at the border once Title 42 is lifted. I also learned that these agents, these sheriffs, and everyone at the border has never seen the border as chaotic and as bad as it is right now. I've also learned that the crossing fees that the cartels are charging, so mind you, every single person that crosses cannot cross without the cartels and perimeter, and they got to pay them, is as much as $10,000 to $12,000 per person. So do the math when you have $200,000 a month coming across, how much that's enriching the cartels. And lastly, I found out, which is deeply troubling to me, the special interest migrants, they call them, those are from countries outside our hemisphere, like Iran, Iraq, Yemen. Those are skyrocketing, those crossings. We were just in a place in El Paso where they were telling us that there's some cartel folks across the border in El Paso that are specializing in sending over Turkish immigrants for some reason. So this is not a regional thing. This isn't about people from Central America coming across. This is a complete cluster at the border, and it really lays at the feet of this administration.
Complete cluster at the border. Now, they're coming across, and look at the money. If you're talking $10,000 a person, $200,000 a month, $250,000 a month, even if it's $100,000 a month, that is amazing money. Sarah Carter was on Hannity's show yesterday saying since October of 2021, Americans have received over 700,000 gotaways. These illegals aren't being deported in the United States of America. So there are 700 illegal immigrants that have not been deported for this reason. Listen.
They lift this Title 42, which was put in place to expedite during the middle of a pandemic, people entering the country illegally. That means what? We're going to have maybe even a larger surge than last year?
Yeah, they're expecting roughly between 2 to 3 million people, Sean. And as you can see right behind me, while we were waiting to go on, a group of 20 plus people came in and turned themselves into Border Patrol. The video that you just saw was me recently up at Big Bend National Park. And I was there with the Texas DPS Aircraft Operations Division and Jimmy Morris. He is their only tracker up in that area. It's a very remote area. It's an area where the only people who are crossing and trying to traverse are literally trying to get away from law enforcement. And to put that into perspective for you, they are expecting over a million gotaways. Right now, since October 2021, we have over 700,000 gotaways, according to people that I just recently spoke with as early as this morning. It is a really catastrophic situation. Governor Greg Abbott has expanded his operations here in Texas in an effort to protect not only the border for the people here in Texas, but for Americans in general, and to quell the humanitarian crisis, the one that you see right behind me right now.
And what's happening, they cannot deport them, correct? Texas officials, they do not have the authority to deport them, do they?
No, they do not. This is what's been happening a lot. Overall, people have been released. So once Border Patrol takes them into custody, they'll be turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And I've been talking to sources both in ICE as well as Border Patrol that have told me that their edict from Washington, D.C. is to release, not to send back. So they're just letting people go. And these are people from all over the world, Sean. These aren't people just from Central America and Mexico. These are people from all over the world that we cannot vet, that we have no capability of vetting, because we have no idea what crimes they've committed in their own countries, if they've committed any at all. So it's a very dangerous situation. It's a national security priority, they say. It's catastrophic, and it will be catastrophic if they don't gain control of this border soon.
And there's no intent, I think, to gain control of the border anytime soon, based on what we're being told from this administration.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
were kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and,
right.
and then
right.
you get into right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
There is new information leaking from the Hunter Biden investigation, specifically when it comes to the grand jury. And there's new information now linking Hunter Biden to Joe Biden, to bank accounts, to China, and also to China and bringing drugs into the United States of America. Now, we're also finding out more about just how connected Hunter Biden's business dealings are with the President of the United States of America. Now, the White House has come out yesterday and said that at no point did Joe Biden ever talk to Hunter Biden about his business affairs or was involved in his business affairs. We all know that's a lie, right? But they're doing everything they can to try to isolate the president from their son who's going to be indicted. Biden, we now know, wrote a college recommendation letter for the son of Hunter's Chinese business partner who is direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Emails are now revealing. Biden's recommendation letter, not for an American citizen, but for a Chinese executive son, was sent directly to Brown University president, emails now show. This is, again, new breaking news about the pay-to-play scheme with Hunter Biden, his uncle, Joe Biden's brother, and Joe Biden. It's a crime family. This is no different than the mafia, except they made more money. President Biden, we now know, in 2017... wrote a college recommendation letter for the son of a Chinese executive who did business with Hunter Biden. According to emails revealed by Fox News Digital, the president has repeatedly denied discussing Hunter's business ventures with his son. How do you write a letter for a Chinese business associate's son in China without discussing business? That's impossible. Fox News Digital obtained emails between Hunter Biden and his business associates involved in his firm, Rosemont Seneca Joint Venture, with Chinese investment firm Boha Capital and BHR. Hunter held a 10% stake in BHR as recently as last year. The White House previously acknowledged this, by the way. Hunter's attorney told the New York Times in November that he had since divested. We're not sure if that's actually true. But what we do know is in this email obtained by Fox News Digital, dated January the 3rd, 2017, and sent to Hunter Biden and his business associate, Devin Archer, and Jim Bulger. Devin Archer's the guy, by the way, that's been indicted, right? And I think he's already gone to jail. I have to go back and look. This thing's so complicated with criminals. And the CEO of BHR, Jonathan Lee, wrote this. Gentlemen, please find the attached resume of my son, Chris Lee. He is applying to the following colleges for this year, Lee writes, listing Brown University, Cornell University, and New York University. Lee goes on to attach an updated version of his son's CV in a subsequent email. Hunter's associates, James Bulger, CC'd Hunter and Archer, replies saying they have received the updated version of the CV. Let's see how we can help be helpful here to Chris, Bulger writes. Jonathan, Hunter asked me to send you a copy of the recommendation letter that he asked his father to write on behalf of Christopher for Brown University. The original is being FedExed to Dr. Paxson directly at Brown. It should be there by Tuesday at the latest, given Monday is a holiday here in the U.S. Let us know if you have any questions. Best, Eric, who CC'd Hunter Biden, James Bulger. Dr. Christina Paxson is the president of Brown University. Lee replied, hi, Eric. Just see the email. It is just great. Thank you very much. And Hunter, thank you very much, too. All the best to you all. Fox Digital was not able to review the recommendation letter Joe Biden purportedly wrote for Lee's son. It's unclear if Lee's son was admitted to Brown University, and if so, whether he attended. The emails originated from a laptop said to belong, you guessed it, to Hunter Biden. When asked about the contents of the email, White House Deputy Press Secretary Andrew Bates told Fox Digital, we don't comment on the laptop. Yeah, with good reason. A spokesman for Brown University told Fox News Digital that because of privacy, we do not inquire of our registrar's office, admissions office, or any other office when we receive media requests such as these for information about applicants to Brown. Given both the requirement of federal law and Brown's own commitment to the confidentiality of student records, we do not entertain these requests because we would not be at liberty in any circumstance to share information on any specific applicant to Brown or recommendation letter in support of any prospective student's application, the spokesman told Fox News Digital. President Biden has, again, adamantly denied knowledge of his son's business activities. In fact, as recently as yesterday, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, was asked to confirm if Biden's statement that he has not discussed with his son his overseas business dealings still stands, which she replied, yes. She was not happy about that question, by the way. She can't wait to get out of there, by the way, and start her new big show at MSNBC. Hunter Biden has been under federal investigation for his tax affairs, we know, since 2018. And as you also know, in December of 2020, Biden was the subject and the target of a grand jury investigation. A well-placed government source has said that they expect indictments to come down soon. Also, according to sources, a target means that there is high probability that the person committed a crime, while a subject is someone you don't know for sure has committed a crime. We know that Hunter Biden is, in fact, the target. The federal investigation to Hunter Biden was predicated in part by suspicious activity reports, also known as SARs, regarding suspicious major foreign transactions into his accounts. Another source familiar with the investigation in December 2020 said that the SARs were regarding funds from China and other foreign nations. So if you want to know why maybe we have an open border right now, it could be because of exactly what the DEA is now telling us about. China is providing chemicals to the criminal drug networks in Mexico that are mass-producing fentanyl pills. During an interview with ABC News on Nightline, the DEA administrator, Ann Milgrant, stated that China is providing the chemicals to Mexico, to the drug cartel networks that are then mass-producing fake prescription pills that are sold as though they were prescription drugs, but are actually just laced with fentanyl, and many times you can die from these. Milgram said, we do see a large number of young people who are purchasing these pills. What we know is that China is providing the chemicals to Mexico, to the criminal drug networks that are then mass producing these fake prescription pills. They are being sold as if they were Xanax or if they were Oxy or if they were Percocet, but there's no Xanax, no Oxy, no Percocet in them. They're fentanyl. But it isn't just young people that we see. It's also older Americans. Right now, this is the leading cause of death in America, more than COVID-19. Overdoses are the leading cause of death for men between the ages of 18 and 45 right now, more than COVID. There are more overdose deaths than car accidents and gun violence combined right now in America. So during this interview, she said, we have to be really expansive in understanding that it's just not teens. It's Americans of all ages, cut across every single demographic, rural, urban, suburban, and that people are dying at record rates. So why would we have an open border? Maybe it's because China needs that open border, has asked for that open border, wants that open border, and maybe they own this president and they own his son based on what we are seeing. Now, let me go back to the big lie from the White House, and I think this is going to get them in more trouble than anything else. Jen Psaki was asked, do you want us to believe that Biden still never spoken to his son Hunter about his overseas business deals?
The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Yes. Move on. Yes. Okay. So is it normal for the president of the United States of America, or the vice president then, to write a letter of recommendation for a business partner from China for Hunter Biden? I think we can all answer that question pretty clearly and say, no, probably not. But they want us to believe that this is just apparently normal. Now, some in the media, by the way, are actually starting to cover some of the new information coming out of the Hunter Biden grand jury. This is actually a local news report. So the national media, they're still protecting Joe Biden at all costs, protecting his presidency at all costs. But local news outlets are starting to cover the story. Take a listen.
Witness testifying before the Hunter Biden grand jury was asked who the, quote, big guy is, according to the New York Post. The alias was mentioned in an email from one of Hunter's business partners negotiating a deal with a Chinese energy company in 2020. One of Hunter's former partners said in 2020 that the big guy was then Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. Hunter is under investigation for his tax affairs, potential money laundering, and violating lobbying laws. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain says President Biden is confident his son did not break the law. Some former federal officials are calling for a conspiracy probe into the president. Sinclair Broadcast Group has not independently confirmed the Post reporting.
There you go. At least they are looking at this. Thank goodness. Local media is picking up this story because they realize they're going to end up covering the story for a while once Hunter Biden is indicted. And then the question is going to become, is the president going to pardon his son to save him? Which I think there's a very good chance that would happen based on what we're witnessing from Joe Biden and cognitive issues he's having. Just look at the tape from him at the White House with Barack Obama. It's embarrassing. It's like a random old man lost in his own home. Now, let me go back, though, to the defense that's also a lie that the media should be diving into more, and they're not. And that is, Joe Biden continues to say, and the White House continues to say, which is a lie, that Joe never talks about business with his son. That's a lie. You don't write a letter of recommendation for your son's business partner without asking about the son, right? Asking your son, like, who is this guy? Who's his son? What's this about? What's going on? How important is this, right? So again, I'm supposed to believe, if you listen to Jen Psaki at the White House lying to the American people, that they've never talked about business, which is insane. If you think your son, by the way, and I'm going to quote Joe Biden here, the big guy. If you think your son's the smartest person you've ever met in the world, you definitely talk to him about his business, because why would you hide from that subject matter, right? I talk about business with my dad all the time. Everybody I know that has a good relationship with their father talks about business. Hell, even people that don't have a good relationship with their fathers talk about business because it's a nice buffer issue, right? It's non-controversial. Like, how's work going, son? What are you doing? So proud of you. It's like the easiest conversation to have. Jen Psaki wants me to believe that their son is getting on airplanes, getting all of these deals done, and she wants me to believe that Joe Biden has never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings, while he's on Air Force Two on 16-hour flights or 14-hour flights or 7-hour flights. They never talk business. And then they get back on the plane after he disappears in a foreign country, and they never had a conversation like, hey, son, what did you do on your trip? How were your meetings?
The president has said that he never spoke to his son about his overseas business dealings. Is that still the case?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to stick with that story. No matter what, we're going to stick with that story. So let me just remind you of what Joe Biden did say about Hunter Biden back during the campaign when this laptop came out that we know is authentic, we know is real, we know the emails are real, we know everything about it's real, and the entire media orchestrated a lie to discredit and to refuse to discuss and purchase. And then all the deep state came out, remember? Everybody in the deep state who were Democrats, who were Biden's people, who were Obama's people, who were Clinton people, came out, signed a letter saying they believe that the laptop is actually Russian disinformation. And that is how they saved Joe Biden's presidential campaign.
Are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage.
Five former heads of the CIA. If you want to know how corrupt the deep state is, this is how corrupt it was. It's the last debate, October 20th, 2020, before we vote for the presidency.
Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
This is where he's going. Donald Trump was right. The media didn't care, and they lied to you. And they knew that they were lying to you while they were doing it. So let's go back to this letter of recommendation. For all of this to be possible, somebody would have to have control of Joe Biden's signature, Joe Biden's, printer, Joe Biden's computer, Joe Biden's laptop, Joe Biden's email, to write a letter of recommendation for a Chinese business partner of Hunter Biden to write a letter and then FedEx it to the Brown University president. And Joe Biden would have to know none of that happened. So someone's totally taken over his life, taken over his entire identity for the statement that they never talked about business to actually be accurate. And that's just one scenario. You know that Joe Biden knew about the letter of recommendation. It's his letterhead. It's his letter. Apparently it's his name that signed it, right? It's from him. Now, I'm not saying you don't farm it out. Like you say, hey, we need a letter of recommendation for Brown. Yeah, write it up and I'll send it in. Okay, that happens. I've had people ask me for letters of recommendation for things before, and I'm like, yeah, write the letter, send it to me, I'll put my name on it, and then I'll send it off for you. But I knew about it, right? I knew about that letter. I read the letter before I signed my name to it. But to imply that this is all being done and that Joe Biden knew nothing about it, come on. Now, let me also remind you about how corrupt this White House is. It was right after the election. You've got to remember that, where Hunter Biden came out weeks after the 2020 presidential election, released a statement acknowledging the federal investigation of his tax affairs. He said, I take this matter very seriously, but I'm confident that a professional, objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handle my affairs legally and appropriately, including with the benefit of professional tax advisors, Biden said on the December 2020 statement. Now, at that point, any father would then start asking questions about their kids' business dealings if there's an investigation into their son, especially if your son's the smartest man you've ever met, to quote Joe Biden. So for the White House to now say, nope, they've never talked about their foreign business dealings, there's no way that's true. There is no way that's true. All right, lastly, please make sure you hit that subscribe button or auto-download button wherever you are listening to this podcast right now, and take a moment to write us a 5-star review. Many on the left have been attacking our podcast, writing us bad reviews on purpose. So if you would help us fight back by writing us a good review, a 5-star review, and share this podcast with your family and friends on social media to help us grow. See you back here tomorrow.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media? And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.